Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Today I want you to think about two things that are very closely related and interrelated. The power of a compliment and the pain of a criticism. These two things, compliments and criticisms, are very closely related. When someone pays me a compliment, says I did a really great job at something, it really lifts my spirits. But when someone criticizes me, complains about something I did, it really brings me down. It makes me feel depressed. I like to think of compliments and criticisms like a playground seesaw. Do you remember this from playgrounds back in elementary school? Seesaws. In a healthy friendship, compliments should be up, frequent, while criticisms should be kept to a minimum. They should be down. While in unhealthy friendships and relationships, the opposite tends to be the case. Criticisms are up, while compliments and attaboys are down. That's why I'm really struggling with Father Stephen lately. I can't find anything nice to say about this guy. Just criticisms. No, of course, I'm just kidding. The truth is exactly the opposite. This priest, newly ordained, is amazing. Both as a priest and as a person, he knows how to both pray and play, which is a rare combination in anyone. We are blessed to have him. I read an article recently in the Harvard Business Review that suggests that effective leaders of companies compliment their employees 5 times. To every 1 time that they may criticize them. That's the ratio of compliment to criticism, 5 to 1. On the other hand, where companies have leaders that tend to criticize their employees more than compliment them, company performance is low. Think about married couples. In a healthy marriage, compliments, that side of the seesaw is high, while criticisms are low. Whereas in marriages that may be headed to a divorce, exactly the opposite is true. Criticisms far outweigh the compliments. This is one reason I believe our Trinity teachers are so effective with our students. They find reasons to compliment you and tell you what a good job you're doing, and only keep criticisms to a minimum. Mark Twain once said this, something very, very memorable. He said in a letter, "I can live on a good compliment for 2 weeks with nothing else to eat." He could live on a good compliment more than he needed food. One reason I really love St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, which Connor read so nicely this morning, is because it is full of compliments of the Christian community at Philippi. He gives a few criticisms, yes, but not without lavishing praise upon them, praising them to the moon. Today's reading ends with this very endearing statement, almost oozing with love and affection. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and I long for, my joy and my crown, in this way stay firm in the Lord, beloved. If Mark Twain had received that compliment, he could have lived for 2 years, not just for 2 weeks, with nothing else to eat. In the seesaw of his friendships, St. Paul always carefully complimented others, far more than he criticized them. He knew which side had to be high and which side had to be low. Boys and girls, you should know that whenever I hear people talking about Trinity Junior High around town, compliments about you far exceed any criticisms I hear. Recently at the Rosary Rally, your leadership as a Catholic junior high shined brightly. Your prayerfulness, your care for the smaller students, your excellent performances, the music were noticed by lots of people. You guys did great. Our various competitive teams are crushing it, from quiz bowl to football to cross country. But more important to me than just playing to win is playing with all your heart. That makes me very proud of you when you give it all you have. I see you volunteering at church, at social events, at fundraisers and festivals. Of course, you need service hours, so you kind of have to do it. But I also believe you truly care about those you serve. And most especially, I am so pleased when I see you pray for one another, especially those who are most hurting. But I do have a small criticism. You knew it was coming, didn't you? That sometimes you criticize each other. Sometimes we think that tearing someone else down, hurting their reputation, somehow makes me go up in people's estimations. But exactly the opposite happens. We sort of tear ourselves down when we tear other people's reputations down. You know, it really takes a big person to compliment another person because they are secure in their own skin. They are self-confident. And so I can pay you a compliment because I know it takes nothing away from me. On the other hand, when we criticize or cut down other people, we really only show how small we are. Our lack of self-confidence. The whole gist of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians is captured in chapter 2, very famous chapter, where he says that Jesus humbled himself in order to lift us high. Indeed, to lift us as high as heaven. Can you see how the seesaw works? Jesus came down to earth so that he could lift us up to heaven. He lowers his side so he can raise up our side. Boys and girls, watch your words. Humble yourself and lift others higher. Remember the compliments to criticism ratio and rule. You must compliment someone 5 times before you criticize them 1 time. You guys are awesome. And so is Father Stephen. Praised be Jesus Christ.